So to start things off, can you tell me a bit, sort of tell me a bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, so I'm a mom of three. My husband is a family doctor here in Belleville. We moved to the area. We made Belleville our home about 8 years ago, in large part due to the family doctor shortage. And I can say without a doubt that it has gotten exponentially worse here since we've been here, and especially over the last 6 years. I have my master's in occupational therapy, and for listeners who may not necessarily be familiar with that clinical role, it's based around enabling people to participate in the things they want or need to or must do to live fulfilling and meaningful lives. So a big part of that is removing barriers for people. And I think I've approached a lot of what I've done, both in my volunteer life and my work life and in my participation in the community, with that frame of mind and that mindset of how to remove the most barriers so that the most people can participate in their lives and have meaningful lives. So when this opportunity came up to put my name forward and throw my name in the hat, I decided that I would jump on it because the reality is I've seen firsthand from my vantage point at both the school board, also a school board trustee, and my husband as a family doctor who also works in our hospital system, and with my work in the not-for-profit world, that a big barrier to a lot of the crises that we're seeing right now in our community is a lack of a reliable partner in the provincial government. They really do hold a lot of the power when it comes to whether or not some of these crises can be addressed adequately. So I've decided to jump in because I think we can do better. The Bay of Quinte deserves better. We have a lot of crises burning. They're complex social issues, and I don't feel that we've had good representation right now, or have good representation right now, of our needs, but also our solutions that we know, the homegrown answers to some of these problems, that we're just not having a reliable partner to come to the table and listen and provide some solutions or action some of our solutions.
Alrighty. And that just about answered my next question as well of why you wanted to run. I don't know if there's anything else about why you wanted to run and represent the Bay of Quinte riding that you wanted to touch on a little bit more.
Yeah. So really, the reality is that people here are hurting, and I see it. I hear it from parents and families who contact me through my role as a school board trustee that the system is broken. Children aren't being supported well in schools right now. Our education workers and our teachers are struggling to have safe and supportive classrooms to work in that are well-resourced. They're struggling to do their jobs and to deliver curriculum. And we see the same thing in healthcare. We see our healthcare workers are burning out. I've seen firsthand the toll that it takes on family doctors here in this community. And we also have a residency program here in Belleville, and it makes me concerned when the solutions that are being presented by our current government are things like, we're going to increase the number of medical seats. We're going to increase the number of family doctors that are graduating each year. And we have an issue here where we have residents, fabulous residents, that are coming through our program, but they're not sticking around. And not even that they're not sticking around here in the Bay of Quinte. Some of them are just not opening practices because the environment that they're graduating into is so hostile and so under-resourced that this problem is going to continue to get worse and worse and worse if we don't address some of the root causes. So I really wanted to throw my name in the race because I think we can do better addressing those root causes. We just need a government that's willing to take responsibility and to fund areas of our community that are provincial responsibilities, and one that will come to the table and be a reliable partner for our municipalities and for our school boards and our frontline workers. So that's really big part. So basically who I am in the community and how I see my neighbors and friends and community members struggling is a big reason why I've decided to take this next step and to try to offer an option, an alternative to what we've been dealing with over the last 6 years.
Alrighty, awesome. And now one last question for you. If elected, can you tell me sort of your first priority or priorities that you see for the Bay of Quinte riding?
So I think, I mean, if elected, we know The government was still going to be the government come September 20th. So we have an opportunity to send somebody to sit with the official opposition who's already there with a leader elected that's kind of doing that hard work with respect to holding Doug Ford and his politicians' feet to the fire. But I know priorities for the Bay of Quinte are the things we're hearing at the doorstep. So my priorities would be what we're hearing. We're hearing people struggling to find family doctors. We need to stop the bleeding with respect to losing our family doctors. We need to fight for more investment in primary care, in family health team models, in models that we know and that the research shows work. We need to make schools more well supported and resourced. So I would say education. We have issues right now in the Bay of Quinte and Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board with transportation costs, and they're not fully funded by the government. So it would be fighting to ensure that we increase the funding for not only education as a whole, but also more targeted towards transportation. Because if school boards are having to pull money out of their classroom budgets just to get bums in seats, we're not going to be able to offer the high quality Ontario education to our kids, an education experience that they deserve. So I would say that and affordable housing, we need real rent control. And an NDP government, opposition government, would continue to call for real rent control. It's something that the government could do with the swipe of a pen tomorrow if they chose to. And it would make all the difference in creating more spaces for people to thrive within our community and allow people access to homes that are safe and affordable.
Alrighty, perfect. Well, those were all the questions that I had for you this morning, so I thank you very much for joining me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Emily. It was lovely to chat with you.